Welcome to the Subject Composition and Light Photography Podcast. Show notes can be found at robnanphoto.com. That's RobnanPhoto.com. SEL is proud to be sponsored by GoToMeeting from Citrix and is a member of the Tech Podcast Network. Find more great podcasts at techpodcasts.com. Now, on with the show. Hi everybody, and welcome to episode 188 of SEL, the Subject Composition and Light Photography Podcast. As you all probably know by now, my name's Rob from robnanphoto.com, and this is my little audio diary about my journey through the wonderful world of photography. Apologies for the late posting of this week's podcast. I've been really busy at work, and I've got a bit of a cold as well, a bit of a sore throat, so I don't know how long I'm going to have to last. I might have to keep pausing to have drinks of water and such, so it won't be a really long podcast this week. I thought I might talk about something to do with, well, you know how in the last couple of podcasts we talked about how we could make our photos better and then how we could mix things in, but probably the biggest thing about taking better photographs is the attitude you take with you when you go out. So I'll talk about that in a minute as well. Had a really busy week at work. You can tell I'm tired when I'm going to do a podcast, can't you? Been a long day at work today. Went to the car boot on Sunday, didn't really pick anything up, but what I did get through the post was a package from Scandinavia, a package from Denmark, addressed to me. And to be honest, I'd forgotten about this. What happened was, a few months ago, when was it? Around about January the 30th, I got an email from Therese Boisson-Hass, who's the picture editor at History Magazine, which is published in Copenhagen in Denmark. And she basically said, "Hi, my name is Therese. I'm writing behalf of a Scandinavian magazine called Illustrated History. We are doing an article on the fall of the Roman Empire and would like to use one of your photos that we found on Flickr. It shows Porchester Castle. I'll attach it. Could you possibly provide us with a high-res image? We would like to have your permission to print for both print and web use. We are published in Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Finland and Holland, and our print run is approximately 150,000 copies. And this particular photograph is from 2008. I released it under the Creative Commons license anyway. And you know, I didn't really think much more of it. I said, yeah, here you go, here's the high-res image. You know, fill your boots kind of thing. You use it. But please, can you give me a credit, you know, robnanphoto.com. Robnan, and if you don't mind, send me a copy of the magazine," which she has done, and I was well chuffed. And I don't know, if we have any readers from those countries, if you go down to your local newsstand and look for Illustrated History or History, it says Roms Fold on the top. I'll put a photograph in the show notes so you can see. My photo is on page 16 in the bottom left-hand corner, and as they say, it's Porchester Castle. And there's a little thing, it says Robnan and robnanphoto.com, so that's cool. I haven't had many things published, many photos. One of them was that photo on that front of that poetry book of the Swan, which was quite nice, but yeah, I was quite chuffed. I know it opens up a whole can of worms with, should you release your photos for free, and are you doing somebody else out of a job by doing that, but I don't know. It was just really nice to do, and it will kind of relate to what I'm going to talk about in a minute. But first, a little break and a message from our sponsor. GoToMeeting have sponsored SEL for quite a long time, because being able to attach a face to a name is really important. It enhances our relationships and the way we do business. But unfortunately, meeting all of your clients and colleagues in person can be impossible. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It lets you meet face-to-face from anywhere in the world, even on the go from an iPad. So how does it work? Well, with GoToMeeting by Citrix, it just takes a webcam and a click to collaborate in group HD video. You can see your attendees eye to eye while collaborating on documents in real time. You'll feel instantly connected even if you're thousands of miles apart. Plus, GoToMeeting is so easy to use, and iPad users can just download the free GoToMeeting app to join. I love using GoToMeeting. When I say using it, we all got a chance to play with it when GoToMeeting came on board as a sponsor of the podcast in the tech podcast community. And it really is amazing being able to have a conference call, but where you can actually see people as well. You can start hosting your own face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting, and all my listeners can try it free for 30 days. Don't wait for the special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button and use the promo code PODCAST. So visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and make sure you use that promo code PODCAST. So, yes, attitude. So as I sort of alluded to earlier, in the last two podcasts, I talked about how we can make our photos better and how, you know, by using different techniques. And how we can mix up and introduce different elements. But this week, I thought I'd talk about attitude. And talk about some ideas maybe on how we see ourselves and what we are capable of. And how that influences what we actually capture and we actually share with everybody else. And I think the first thing we have to do is dispel the equipment. And I know you probably hear this all the time, don't you? And it's almost a cliche in the photography world about the fact that it doesn't matter about the camera. It's all about the vision. It's all about you being there and capturing that moment, or having the vision in your head and creating that moment and making that great photo. But it really is. We get caught up in this whole arms race of better and better cameras all the time. And I know, for example, the Nikon 3200 has just been announced, which I think for an entry level camera, and it has something like 24 megapixels, which is amazing, and it has absolutely, excuse me, oh gosh, I tell you what, I've definitely been working too hard this week, absolutely amazing ISO performance. You know, you can take pictures in the dark, but just because it can do that, that doesn't mean the camera that you've got isn't any good. Think about the fact that, you know, what cameras were the professional using 10 years ago? They were using DSLRs that were probably not as good as the compact camera you've got at the moment, and definitely not as good as the DSLR you've got at the moment. Think about the film cameras that people were using 50 years ago. Think about the camera that someone like Henri Cartier-Bresson was carrying around. Okay, he was probably carrying around a Leica with a very sharp lens. But think about the film and his post-processing options he had, which weren't very much at all. We can take great photographs with the stuff we have, whether it be a camera, whether it be a camera phone, as long as we don't see it as a barrier to taking great photographs. The best thing is to get out there and take the photographs with what you've got. And you've really got to live that and understand that. And I've kind of come to understand that a lot recently. Well, mainly because my 350D, because how old is my 350D now? It's probably the second generation of DSLRs. So, I don't know, 7 or 8 years old, probably. But it still takes great photographs. It's getting a bit long in the tooth now, and the fact that the display stopped working where you look through the viewfinder, which is a bit of a pain. But apart from that, it's great. And, you know, sometimes I think, well, maybe I should buy a new body. But then I think, well, I tend to go out during the day and take photographs on sunny days. That's what I like, because I like contrast. And would a different camera take better photographs? Well, maybe a little bit. But for me, it's more about visiting, exciting, changing my locations now. So it's not about the equipment. Then we have the location subject myth. You know, the whole thing about, you know, oh, I've got nothing to take photographs of. And I've talked about this a lot in the past. You know, within the radius of your town, there are amazing stories and amazing locations to find and then shoot. there are people to shoot out there. There are events that will be going on that you probably don't know about now, or you maybe you do, but you just haven't thought about shooting them in the way that would make them interesting for you. Everybody has to start somewhere. There are 100 great photographs, they're probably within the house or the flat you're living in right now. You've just got to look for them and go for it. Okay, so what have we got to do then? Well, we've got to believe that ourselves, in fact, that our ability to take photographs and our equipment is good enough. You know, just take that as a given. It's good enough. You know, because what we have now in our hands, and that sort of our ability to look at millions of photographs on the internet and go to the local library, is much better than people previously, like 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. So we are good enough. Our equipment is good enough. All we have to do is follow our hearts, follow our gut feeling and our vision to go out and capture the photos we want to. I mean, there's not many hobbies out there where you're on an equal footing with those at the top of the profession as soon as you walk out the door. You know, if I want to take great, say it was street photography, right? I could just jump on a train, go up to, well, I was going to say go up to London, but I don't even know that. I could just walk around Portsmouth, walk around Gosport, walk around my hometown, and take photographs with fantastic equipment like the 350D, you know, DSLR, or my Olympus Trip 35 film camera, or my Mamiya. You know, I've got all this stuff, and I've just got to get out there and do it. And we know it's all about just taking lots and lots of photographs, and you get better and better, don't you? Don't we? We all know that. So that's what we have to do. We've got the same right finger as Henri Cartier-Bresson, as David Bailey, as Avedon, as Annie Leibovitz, and any other great photographer out there. All you've got to do is have the confidence to use that finger to press the shutter at the right time. So, you know, let's go back to that photo I got published in that history magazine. Okay, it's a history magazine, though. It's not Vogue, it's not anything. But, you know, some photo editor needed a picture, saw mine, and thought, yeah, that's good enough to put in a magazine. And that's a photo I took back in 2008 with my old Fujifilm S5700 bridge camera. If you'd asked me at the time when I took that picture and produced it, if I thought it would get in a magazine, I'd say, you're crazy. And remember, we're not talking about little magazines. I mean, this magazine goes out to 150,000 people, so, you know, it's quite a lot. So, you know, why didn't I believe in my talents then? And why do I still question them now? I shouldn't really, should I? I should just go out with my equipment, because the equipment's good enough, I'm good enough, all I've got to do is take the pictures of the things I'm passionate about. Or for me, it's going around and finding scenes, isn't it? But you may well be a studio photographer or someone who likes to set that scene up and take photographs that way, and that's just as valid. But what you've got to do is go out there. So why don't you just do the same? Get out there and go for it. Right, so there we go. Nice short podcast this week. Thanks to everybody in the Flickr group for putting their excellent work into the assignment. There's some really good stuff going in there on the recession. I feel that subject has really kind of caught the imagination of lots of people, because it's a photojournalist type thing. And people have gone out and taken pictures of their locales, their towns, their cities. I thank everybody for doing that. It's really inspired me to go out and do stuff. Thanks to Everyday Jones, who do the intro and outro music. But most of all, thanks to you for downloading and listening to the podcast. My name's Rob from robnanphoto.com. And hopefully, pretty soon, I'll see you on Flickr.